We asked the kasha last time, both of us, that the idea of lighting Hanukkah there is, why do you light outside? It's mufarsh than this. And why do you light by the Pesach HaTzeirei? To mufarsh even more than this. And why do you light by Shkiel? Get to everyone outside, mufarsh than this. Ashtu Tichu Rech Masuk, a half hour, to mufarsh than this. Every light below 20, to mufarsh than this. And above 3, to mufarsh than this. And at Chilul, less than 10 Tvachim, to mufarsh than this. Everything we're doing is on Hoggins and the Lochas and the Gate and Hilkos Chanukah to be first in the nation of Chanukah. Yet the Loch is Kofso, the Hilkos and Gemorah, that Kofay is the Kofso Zokh, but Ein Zokh. We passing Ein Zokh Loch. Chorus is steered to the whole concept, the idea of how Chazal set up the Halokh is the Gate of Chanukah. You live for 1 second, it goes out, don't have to rekindle it, don't have to relight it. Who is the person? Where is everyone seeing this idea, this concept over here in Farsim the Nais? So Bnei Yisrael says, you have to realize what was the Mechama and the fight between Klal Yisrael versus Yevanim. It wasn't just a fight, but there's a, what do we represent? We represent the Chokhmah of the Torah. They represent Yevanim, their own Chokhmah. The idea of the Mitzvah of Chokhmah of the Torah, the Ikar point is our status, we put our time and effort into things. The Gerti Yavonis, they want to, whether they like the music or they build things, whatever they do, if they put in all their shtadlis at the end of the day, they don't have any classical piece of music or they don't have a shir that's built or something that's done over here, then fine, they put the time into it, but they didn't do anything. Their Iker Yisoid is a Titzal. They need that act that came out at the end of the day. Leading towards something is just a means to an end. Mashengin Chokhmah of Torah. If you have a meal, a Beis Shammai, the schar itself is the effort, the yigiyah that you put into it, the amount that you work for, the pumtza agro, that's the ik yisoid of the Torah. Shbaruch Hu does not want lav dafka the tetzal. He wants people to push and strive and to go harder and work more. And forget if you're lax and lazy, and people that's rational, that's what we mentioned by the Siva, that's the chesar of Chanukah. Actually, I couldn't find exactly where they were rational. It didn't sound like any of the various by Chanukah that we lost the base of Mikdash. Some they were lax and lazy. So you can see them back, they seem to do that void of all the halachas, but they were lax about it. That's a chesaron. We have to push ourselves, we have to allow for it. And the ik yisayin, we have to yigil. Said Ibn Ischoska, therefore by Chanukah Neris, we tell you to do everything, the right time, the right place, exactly what to go do. You do your shtadlis. That's what we want. Kofso. In Zaklov, why? Because the idea of Chanukah is a symbol for Torah. We want you to gear, we want you to try. That's Iker Tachlis and Rotsim Bizarre Bishbaru is for you to go to try to do something. At the end of the day, whether it comes out or not, we don't care about that. The Iker is your gear, how much you sweat. No, but we have to realize our responsibility. The Avada we have to know. Avada. Avada, that's the Iker Aloch is to know. But our to take the next stage, the Moshe in the Kalam, he says that Drash Moshe also, and they bring down that the Gemara, the Rashi brings down the Chumash that Moshe and Aaron Shkulim him, they both were equal. The Meis and the Kasha, they weren't equal. Moshe was under Kaladim, he was higher than Aaron. How can you say they're both equal? So the Moshe, you say over here when they're both equal, being an Eved Hashem, they gave it their all. Moshe fell to a higher level, but they gave it their all. The Moshe brings down the Gemara Bavasa that the Maisa of Yosef that he got very sick. They went to Elam Shalemes and then they came back. His father asked him, "What did you see?" He said, "I saw Elam Hafachu Isi. I saw a backwards, upside down world. People in this world who are great, next world are lower. Pugfakert. People in this world who are low are high." Vector Moshe saw Elam Shal Sheker. What's going on over here? So now in this world, what we need Tetzal. We need people who know Allah. Many people who know things. You play skim. But if it's easy for you, that's not going to be the schar you get to Olam Shalemes. People who work very hard, just know the pay, just know the shach. Lav dafka make play skim. That is going to be the schar in Olam Shalemes. It'll be better than anybody else. The amount of yegiya you put into steiging, that will be higher than the people who could be roshivas or know a lot could be play skim because they have a talent. They have a chush to know things, to remember things. They grew up that way. People who draw, even push, they'll be higher. Not Ilma Hepachu. For us, it appears that way. But the reward in the Ilm Shul Emes is the amount you push and try to go do.
The same idea you see from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that everyone has a chiyuv to be like Moshe, tzaddik Moshe. Now the kash is, we can't be like Moshe. Lekom ke Moshe. He was anam kolodom. He pel pel kash baruch hu. Yet everyone has a chiyuv responsibility to be like Moshe. How can that be? So Chaim Kovetz Ora says, and if you want the same thing brought down Chaim Kovetz in the Arshkol history book, that he says the same aside, that the side of being like Moshe is Eved Hashem. What's an Eved? The Radak says, the Yad of the Eved Yad Rabbi. You do whatever you can for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's your tachlis in the world. And that means every person over here has to try as hard as he can. If he does, he'll be Moshe Rabbeinu. Echel Amar B'Vecha Mayit. You want to send Shemayim and Shalemis with Moshe Rabbeinu? Very simple. Just try as hard as you can. When you get to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, Lav Dafka. Be Onim Kolod of Lav Dafka. You don't have that trait that can be built that way. But your concept of trying as much as you can, everyone can try as much as they can. That everyone can do. And that you is your responsibility, and you schar, you'll be mamash kemoshe later. M'chaim Vital is this Rebbe the Rizal, that you had Mishal Begulim, then I am better, my neshama is higher than other than the generations beforehand. M'chaim Vital said, but it's not true. My son, I can't reach the dagger they did. He says, no. He says over here is that he writes in that door is much more choshech, and you push as hard as they did. A guy cannot reach their madrigal. You're higher better than them. You're higher better than them. The fact is, why could you push yourself? The Chaim Ruch Lvovitz, Osman Mashgeich, he says, he read in the 1960s about the Ben Yeshiva. I'll ask him to come with today. You know it before the 60s?
You said 1960?
Earlier?
You said
1960? Yeah.
Maybe he was passing 30.
Probably earlier than, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He says, in those days, that the Shiva Bachim, the Mamash, the Lulu, the Chayshach, there are so many challenges, so many Sionis, there's so much Gashmis out there. The Maisa, for that, yeah. With Chayshach Noro. And still, Al Achaz Kama Vakama, we heard from Berkowitz, today the world is crazy. Crazy. Everyone Berkowitz would say, half the world is a Prozac and half the world just doesn't care to be a Prozac. World is crazy what goes on today. Mamash, everything can go. People are. The world is a dark world out there and everything goes. And so much is changing, so much Kashmir. Everything's literally on your fingertips. And people can push and overcome and come to Satan, strike and push and learn. They'll be bigger and better and greater than the door that was before you. And this part, I think everyone knows that the concept when you say by Siyim. Hash everyone is not true. They work against schar, we work also against schar. I mean, heim amel im kamal schar. Says Divrei Levi, for the work they're not getting schar. They try to build a table, and you give them, and you, and the worker brings a table, somebody that collapses the four legs and doesn't come out, you can pay the guy nothing. The payment is the amount of time for the tutor has to have the outcome. Also, on a mail, the mail itself, the hervel, the steigel, that in and of itself, that's a, the koiches of Torah, that's our responsibility here, and for that we get schar. So what's the concept of Chanukah? We do whatever we can, we put ourselves in the right place, the right time, do whatever we can. But it's Eretz of Torah, that's our responsibility. Kofso, ain't Zachalah. You have to realize, it's a wonderful schar you get for pushing yourself, but it's also responsibility. That means your schar and Elam Shel Emes, we build upon this concept, the amount you push yourself. How much you strive, how much you sleep less, how much you hurvel, how much you push yourself, whatever it is, whatever the concepts are, but you have a chayav, you have chiyav and responsibility to go as much as you can to be an Eved Hashem and then attack him, he's there to become commercial, it gets high commercial, baby.